The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daftes. One of the inyanim that we haven't discussed in the definition and defining the various facets in dinim and psul of shaloi lishma is something which is important for the next few dafim in defining shaloi lishma, the psul of Machsheves Shaloi Lishma, Machshava Perseles of Shaloi Lishma. We're also going to meet up with the Machshava Perseles of Pigul. Pigul is another form of passing the carbon where a person thinks B'shas, the Shechita Kabbalah Heloch Hazrika, that he is going to be Oisik in Achila. Achila, by the way, when we use in a Kachem Diga term, doesn't mean only the physical act of putting food in one's mouth, but it means Achilas Odom Achilas Mizbeach. A person is shoychet the carbon, the kohen is, the oivit is shoychet, zoyrik the dam, amenas that the boss of the carbon should be put on the mizbeach after this man, 2 days from now. That's a machsheves pigul. Machsheves chutz lezmane, chutz lemkoymoy. All that is going to be discussed in Mitzvah Shem and the Prokim ahead of us in Zvachim. What's important, legabe our discussion, that's here in the first 10 daf of shaloi lishma, machsheves hapoislois, is a certain sharp definition. Shaloi lishma, vis-a-vis machsheves mefageles, machsheva peseles of pigul. And one of the noisim that we haven't discussed, b'chlal, l'gabi shaloi lishma, is what does it mean a machsheva shaloi lishma? Is machsheva mean somebody thinks something? Is that enough to passel the carbon? Rashi, daf memalav amid beis, be'os and zvochim. Tosfos and bava metzia, daf mem gimel amid beis, both say that the machsheva ha-peseles has to be spoken out b'dibur. The discussion over there, we'll just bring it up, just in order to have a understanding of the context. Tosfos over there in Bava Metzia, at the end of the third parak, parak HaMafkin, is talking about there's a mandama based Shammai that holds that Shlichus Yad means somebody has, I'm watching a chefetz for Shimon, Reuven is watching a chefetz for Shimon, and the Shaleach Yad is one who uses the chefetz illegally. He didn't borrow the chefetz, he is watching the chefetz, Shem Chinam, Shem Socha, and he uses the chefetz Shaloi Kedin, he becomes a Shaleach Yad, he becomes somewhat akin to a Gazan, he becomes Mukhuiv in the din, in Oynis, beyond the regular boundaries, beyond the regular norm. Of a Shemeh, he becomes Chayiv, even on Oynisim of that chefetz, similar to a Ganav. A Ganav steals something. Even then, even if it's taken then away from him, Be'oynis, he's Mukhuiv to pay the owner of the chefetz, because he's Mukhuiv to return the Gnev. The same thing is true Shaleach Yad. Beis Shammai holds that Shaleach Yad is not only when you use the chevetz, even when you plot, you plan on using the chevetz. Says Tosfos over there, that what does that mean? The person had a fleeting thought. He's watching somebody's Mercedes-Benz, somebody's Porsche in his garage, and it's hard to pass by somebody else's Porsche sitting, a gleaming new car sitting in the garage without having a havamina of using it. That type of fleeting thought of I'm going to use it does not create a shlichus yad situation. It's only if one speaks it out. There one has already defined himself as being out of the context of being a shomer. He turns into a gazan, he turns into a shaleach yad, b'shel re'eyu. Tosfos says over there has to be b'dibur. Tosfos over there, and Tosfos by Osam Bezim and Beis, compare this type of idea of Machshova Apoiselos, that it has to be Machshova, i.e. it has to be Dibur, in order to define that as a Dova Apoisel. Tosfos discusses in Dalad Amalam Beis, with Kivegas Mitzayim, the different Maramakoimis that are in the different Tosfos in the Shas that seem to be, maybe have different Stodim in the Inyan. In any case, in the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Psula Magdashim is clear that machshava means machshava kipshuta, machshava ha-poiselos, loshon the Gemara all over. Comes along Rabbaran Kotel Zatzal, and he makes a cheshem, Mishnah Rabbaran and Kotchim, that the Rashi and the Tosfos are arguing with the Rambam and a fundamental machloikis of how shaloi lishma works, but the way he says it is fakered from the way we've been assuming the first few shurim that we spoke about shaloi lishma based on the Biskurov. How does Rabbaran make the cheshem? Rabbaran says like this. Rabbaran says that the basic Shaila of whether something which can redefine somebody's relationship or create some type of new relationship with an object, with another person, or with some type of process, is that when, if a person has to, in halacha that means, if a person has to create something new, some type of new halachic status, machshava does not create dinei Torah. The only place where we find machshava, kidibur, machshava, kemaisa, is only the gabi machshava of, if somebody is mekabel on himself, beneder to give something to kachem. But otherwise, machshava does not create dvarim. You want to shteltsu the idea that's used all over Shas, dvarim shebelev lehavet dvarim. Thoughts that pass through a person's mind do not create a halachic reality. Dibur can. Dibur machal. Dibur is a neder. A person could ask, a person could marry, a person could create based on diburim. Shaloi lishmo can be classified as something which is creating. You have a carbon, you shechted a carbon, and now with a machshava paiselis, you're creating an impetus of psul, you're creating a virus in the program of the, in order to introduce that on the level of a halachic reality that the virus is chal in the carbon to pasul it, it has to be b'dibur, not b'machshava ba'alma. On the other hand, if we look at the machshava as not creating something new, but only defining act that a person is actually doing with his hands, that we do find in many areas of halacha that a machshava, a thought process, defines what a person is doing. Mitzvah sfiks kavana we discussed. If a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's defined or not defined as a ma'aseh mitzvah depending on whether he's thinking about it. Shabbos, a person can, if you define what he's doing, he's schlepping a bench, and besides for schlepping the bench, it also, because of the weight of the bench, digs a hole in the ground. It's not what he's trying to do. It doesn't have to happen, but it happens. It's called Dov Sheinu Miskaven. The fact that he's an Einim Miskaven, that it's not his thought process, defines that in terms of kinetic energy. Halacha does not define the energy that he's producing, that digs the hole, as being his Maisa of making a Charitz. All he's doing is bringing the bench from point A to point B. He's not halachically defined as digging a hole. Why? Because his thought process is focused on something else. There's misasik. All these are places where thought and thought process give definition to the maisa that's yotzo mitachas ideoto. So that we have. If we define shaloi lishma as just redefining a person's shechting a carbon, the kohen is being zerik the dam. Is it as weak as dam of a carbon? If he thinks it to be a maisa of zrikas dam oilo, then it is. He could be oikir the lishma of the carbon by thinking that it should be a shlamim. If we define shalom lishma that way, which is our original chakir back when we started the beginning of the mesechta, so then that dibur, that machshava does not need to be b'dibur. It could be b'machshava because that machshava is not a new thing. That machshava is only defining the maisa that's being done. That's yotze mitachas yodek. Says Reb Aaron, obviously Rashi and Tosfos hold that machshava of shaloi lishma is a machshava apoiseles. Mashenken, according to the Rambam shaloi lishma is an akira of the lishma lishma of the maisa that's being done. Mamish faket, as insofar as Tosfos and the Rambam is concerned, from the way we explain shaloi lishma based on the briskerov, that's meduik in Rambam that shaloi lishma is a machshava apoiseles. And you can't be oikid the stam lishma. And Tosfos is not that way. Tosfos holds that the chiddush of shaloi lishma is that al yedei machshav apeselas, you're oikid the stam lishma. If we go with our heads, with what that we use, that we say is based on the briskerov, then we'll have to say that the machloikis, even though it's based on the same ideas, that shaloi lishma is in the ma'isa, it redirects, it redefines the ma'isa. So then the halacha is that it could be b'machshav ba'alma. If it's something mibachutz, the maisa is the maisa, but the thought process defines, makes, creates, makes the chalois, pasels, so then it has to be bidibur. Except that we'll say it a little bit, we'll tweak it a little bit differently. The machloikis is whether the maisa does have a stamal lishma. Right? That's the starting point in Maseches Vochim, is that every maisa that's done in kachem is stamal lishma. Whether you define what you're doing as an akira of the stamal lishma, or a machshava poiseles that creates something new, lemaisa, it's not part of the maisa itself. The act of the kohen itself, as far as his hands are concerned, is an act of shchita, zrika, what have you, in the kachem. What he's doing is he's introducing something new, either an akira of the shem maisa, or a machshava chalois hapoisel. But either way, it's not part of the maisa. Or we'll say no. The chiddush of the Torah is that you could introduce that into the maisa, either the poisel, the virus in the maisa, or you can introduce into the maisa that has a stam lishma a reality of akira stam lishma. That's really the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and that's where Rashi and Tosfos could agree, be on the other side of the fence of the Rambam, even though in the context of what Shalal Lishma is, we define Rashi and the Rambam as arguing with Tosfos. That's where we'll have to say it later, Briskura. Now, this Chakira rings true when it comes to Shalal Lishma. When it comes to Pigel, it would seem that there's a Mokum L'chalik. Tosfos has different levels of certainty when he discusses this idea whether Machshava Peselis is Bedibur or Machshava Ba'alma. In Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos says it conclusively, and he's talking over there about Pigel. When he's talking about Shalal Lishma and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Tosfos says, as a tzad, Tosfos Daf Beis says, sends you to Tosfos in Bava Metzia. There's a Tosfos in Chul that discusses it. It could very well be that Shalal Lishma could be defined as in the Maisa itself. The Oivet, the Mechashiv, introduces into the Maisa Avoid, into the Shechito, Kabbalah Heloch Hazrika, that Maisa has a virus, or you're Oikid the Stam Lishma of that Maisa. But Pigel doesn't work that way. The definition of Pigel is thinking in the Maisa of Avoidah Saddam about the Achil. There's really two parts of a carbon. And it's what's interesting about Pigel is that the Pigel is Mefagel, the Machshava of Pigel is defined as thinking B'shas the Avoidah about Achil. What, like we're saying, there's a chiddush here because a chiddush, the carbon, is not ma'akiv. If the learned pashas vayikra and tzav, the part of the carbon that's ma'akiv for the ritzui is the avodah zadam. Once the dam is nizrak, any carbon in the world, even let's say carbon pesach, if there's a mitzvah to eat the carbon, and the ikr havo of the carbon is in order to eat it, lemaisa, if the carbon was brought, and then all the basa became tame, and one could not be mekayim the mitzvah of achil of that carbon pesach, still you ate the mitzvah of bringing carbon pesach. There's no psul in the fact that there was no achilas mizbeach, the hekta chalom ve'murim didn't take place, the achilas odim didn't take place, all that is not ma'akiv. You look also at Parshas Vayikra Tzav, there's a very neat divide. Parshas Vayikra, the different korbanos are described in terms of avodas hadam. The psukim of achila are described more in Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav is Zoyis Teres Ha'olah, Zoyis Teres Ha'mincha, Zoyis Teres Ha'chatos. All those are more the dinim of whether it's Yitma Yisrael, Koyin, if it's Yitma Fishneyam, V'layla Echod, Layla V'yoyim. The chelek of Achilas Korbonos is described in Parshas Tzav. Pigel is in Parshas Tzav. And the reason for that is because Pigel speaks to a machshova, not of being oivid, Betzura HaPoiseles, but of being oichel the korban, either Achilas Adam, or Achilas Mizbeach, Ba'ofin, that's Shaloi Kiratzim, Ba'ofin, that's outside the prescribed way of eating that carbon, or being makdir and makr from that carbon. Even the Zrikas Hadam, there's a discussion, one could be sheikhed the carbon, amenas to be zerik the dam, Shaloi Bizmane, Shaloi Bimkoimai. That also, Bepashtus, is because Zrikas Dam includes in it the element, even though it's Avodas Hadam, of Achilles Mizbeach. So over there also, the L'cha'ira, I say L'cha'ira because there's a big discussion with Chaim de Briskurov on this subject, but the Pashtus is that the chain of command that sets off the Pigel process, both Shaloi B'mkayme, both Shaloi B'zmanoi, is to be Mechashav B'shas Avoido on the Achilo, creating a disruption in the chain of command of the carbon between the Chelek Adam and the Chelek Achilo of the carbon. In that case, since Lemaisa, the psul of Pigel, has to be chal b'shas the avodas adam, because after that the carbon is kosher. You can't be mafkia the kashrus of a carbon. You can't pasel up the carbon by thinking b'shas haktor. It has to be done b'shas avodas adam in order to pasel the carbon. After that the carbon is already olo and it's already yotze dechevose. So the psul of the Pigel, since it has to do with the achila of the carbon, is certainly not inherent in the ma'isa avodah. It can't be defined as being part of the ma'isa zrika, being part of the ma'isa shchita. Because it's not. It's a machshova b'shas shchita vis-a-vis the heter of the achila to be done afterwards. That's the game plan of Pigel. And because of that, by Pigel, Tosfos says with a certainty that it has to be Bedibur, because it's not in the Maisa. That's certainly a new creation, a new Chalois in the Korban. That needs to be Bedibur.
Mitzvah Hashem, the next year, we're going to discuss how the Gemara plays out on Daf Yud, the interaction between Shelo Lishmo and Pigul, legabe which avoidos actually have the din of Psul Shelo Lishmo and Psul Pigul. That's really going to lead us into the next few dafim in discussing the interaction between the different chelke avoidos hadam of the carbon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.